Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, and our guest this week, Ty Grove, President of the Canada-Cuban Literary Alliance. Felicity will talk with Ty in a minute, but first, let's just have a few more poems from The Ambassador, the publication that is put out by the CCLA, the Canada-Cuba Literary Alliance, before we talk with Ty. Now, one of the unique things about this publication is that it always features a Canadian poet. And in this particular issue, the poet that has been featured is the poet Milton Acorn, who was born in Charlottetown in 1923 and died there in 1986 at the age of 63. Most of his productive years, however, were spent in the cities of Montreal, Vancouver, and especially Toronto. Milton Acorn won the Canadian Poets Award in 1970 for I've Tasted My Blood, and the Governor General's Award for Poetry in 1975 for The Island Means Minago. And he also received the People's Poet Award in 1970, which is one that is named by his peers, his fellow writers. The poem we're going to read is one called Callum, and it's a poem written in memory of a novice miner. So, Callum. He had hair like mustard weed, shoulders a scoop, eyes a lake you could see the rocks on bottom, and his voice swung a loop with music in what it said that tangled inside your head. Callum was his name, pronounced as if he'd signed it on the sun. From the island he came, don't know which one. We dropped to work in our cage, hearts somewhere behind on a parachute. That pusher was cute. Saw him a guy who'd count doing right important. Put him at a hard job beside a well, 140 feet, and he fell. Look anywhere, at buildings bumping on clouds, at spider grill bridges. You'll see no plaque or stone for men killed there. But on the late shift, the drill I'm bucking bangs his name in code. Callum. Though where the island is, I'll never know. And another feature about this publication is that at the end of the book, they always have a poem from each of their, what they call, founding fathers. A Canadian founding father and a Cuban founding father. And in the case of the Canadian, it is the poet Al Purdy. And for the Cuban poet, it is a poet called José Martí. So let's hear a poem from each of them. First from Al Purdy. And the poem that has been chosen this time is one called Lu Yu, AD 1125 to 1209. And this is from the book Beyond Remembering, the Collected Poems of Al Purdy, 2000. On the day of Lu Yu's last sickness, a thin coffin was ready, and two quilts to cover him, and the grave diggers paid, their work done. Then he started to write another poem, a short time before death, about drinking wine again in the village. He was working on the poem when they buried him, so that half a line protruded from the earth, in the wind and weather's hearing, with sunlight touching the first young syllables, the last ones flowering from a dark coffin. Marketplace, the in, drink more, one, the first three words above ground, the last ones wine in the red dust, near the village of Shangyang in Chekian province. And a final poem from the Cuban poet José Martí, and this one is called Simple Verses. I am a sincere man from where the palm grows, and before dying I want to say the rhymes that my soul knows. I come from everywhere, and to everywhere I go. I am art among the arts in the mountains that I know. Of the grasses and the flowers, I can name the strangest names. I know of deadly deceits, I know of sublime pains. I have felt the rain upon my head in dark of night. I have seen divine beauty in the gleaming of pure light. I've witnessed wings upon the shoulders of beautiful women in delight, and I've seen butterflies rising as from rubble in their flight. And I think that's a good time to turn over to you, Felicity, and to chat with Ty a little bit more about the Canadian-Cuba Literary Alliance.
Okay, so you founded the CCLA in 2005, and presumably it's grown since then. How many Canadian and how many Cuban members do you have now?
Oh, I don't even know. We just have a whole bunch of Canadian members that pay a membership fee. The membership fee is actually, I call it a subscription membership fee. That means that they receive, I think, 4 issues mailed out of the ambassador. And sometimes it takes us a year or two to publish 4 issues. And because everybody is working for free and everybody's busy, so however long it takes us to publish 4 issues is how long your membership lasts.
I see.
That's right.
Okay. So what do you think are the most important functions of this organization now in the present?
Oh, well, it always has been based on building bridges, building cultural bridges. I have given quite a few speeches over the years in Cuba about building cultural bridges. That's what the CCLA does, and that's what the Ambassador Magazine does. We publish a lot of other books, of single author books, 4 authors in one book for the Bridges series, and other member anthologies, and they are always based on the one concept of building cultural bridges between the two countries.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And just to finish off the program, here's one more poem from The Ambassador. It's by Norma Westlinder. Norma is the author of 5 novels, 14 collections of poetry, a memoir of Malitoulin Island, where she grew up, a children's book, a biography of Pauline McGibbon, and over 100 short stories, many published internationally, and some of which have been aired over CBC Radio. This poem is called Afghan Mother in September's Globe. That flesh-coloured mole just above the right side of your upper lip catches my eye. Like takes a note of like. Your face could be my own at a much younger age, staring back at me above your words that you must flee the land you love before the borders close. I would the loving God I worshipped as a child could wrap you and your children in safe arms. Many thanks to Ty and others who contributed to this program. I encourage listeners who are interested in poetry and or in Cuba to find out more at the CCLA website or at that of Hidden Brook Press, which you'll find at www.hiddenbrookpress.com. To connect with us, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to wordonthehills897@gmail.com, or leave us a comment on our website, www.wordonthehills.com, where all our broadcasts are archived. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week.